It's 4:04. Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa 4th District Representative Steve King reacted angrily to the shooting at a congressional Republican baseball practice this morning. He tied the suspected gunman to violence from the left as he talked to the Washington Post. King stopped by the crime scene in suburban Alexandria, Virginia, right after hearing about the incident. He said to pray for the shooting victims. They included House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise was hit in the hip by gunshots. He underwent surgery and is reported in critical condition in a local hospital. As King expressed outrage at his colleagues and congressional staffers being attacked, he brought up protesters across the country who continue to oppose Republican President Donald Trump. A liberal advocacy group in Iowa is denouncing King for making outrageous comments tied to the shooting. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced today that she will appoint Jerry Foxhoven, a well-known and highly respected leader in child protection and family law, to serve as director of the embattled Iowa Department of Human Services. Foxhoven will begin his new position tomorrow. He headed the Joan and Lyle Middleton Center for Children's Rights at Drake University. Foxhoven is replacing retiring Human Services Chief Charles Palmer. Two teenage girls recently died in the care of their adopted parents of abuse and neglect. Reports of abuse were lodged against the parents of both 16-year-olds as they collected subsidies for adopting multiple children from the state. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.